The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Second week of Advent, Saturday. Peter, you've picked out here a personal favourite of mine, On the Waterfront.
Yes, going back more than half a century to a classic with Marlon Brando.
Skunk, we got you for the manager. He brought you along too fast.
It wasn't him, Charlie, it was you. Remember that night in the garden, you came down my dressing room and said, kid, this ain't your night. We're going for a price on Wilson. You remember that? This ain't your night. My night, I could have taken Wilson apart. So what happens? He gets the title shot outdoors in a ballpark, and what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
The Gospel is a difficult one again. That is an emphasis on John the Baptist. But this time Jesus is linking him to the prophet Elijah, that Elijah was a very rough and tumble, striking prophet in his own times, 800 years or more before the coming of John the Baptist and Jesus, and saying that John the Baptist is doing that kind of role. And somehow or other, On the Waterfront came to mind, and people had been discussing recently the presentations of priests on screen. And somebody said one of their favourites was Carl Malden as the priest in On the Waterfront. Mm. And it seemed to me that he was doing the kind of John the Baptist, Elijah kind of thing, especially in the sermon that he gave to those who were walking on the wharves. And the challenge then, a bit like Elijah, a bit like John the Baptist, and running the risk then of some kind of persecution from powers that be. But he spoke so forcefully about God's presence amongst those men in their ordinary work and likened what they were suffering to the passion of Jesus. And I think it's one of the most moving sermons, I think, on screen.
It's still bleak, though, isn't it?
It is very bleak. And I think we have to emphasize during our Advent reflections that it's corresponding to a time before the coming of Jesus, like the times of Elijah. We need prophets, we need warnings, and we need some kind of challenges to conversion. And I think in the coming days, that is going to be one of the themes that we will have to face. For Jesus to come fully into our lives, we need to have a conversion of heart.